FMC Group Iriwuro. Tori group yon li tumbo Tabiko Financial Senior. Tabiko pade mi lori Facebook, YouTube, Instagram ati TikTok. Search for my testimony life ko follow me be. Iriwuro wa be lojo ojuma. Be ni, oni ni ma jen shela san, to be yin lo shui. A bodo jo biadu alago me ji aroi. Ni oke lan toro yi feda ko bus stop. Ma mi si e, bo bwen to ba wa lo ni ni maari. Bo yente wa si crusade pa shekete ti iri mi. Eja jo pade lo ni. Taba wa ko mbe to ba dago manu role. Oni la sheka ba, abe okuta yi link crusade ni pa sheke skating grand. Unta fe halo ni obodo riti e bambe. Iri uro yi.
Fún ìbéèrè àti ìtọ́sọ́nà ẹ pé 090-81-200-200 Jésù Lolúwa.
Aha, Bible sabi okuta ilé kúrúsẹ̀ Ọlọ́run orí òkè fẹ́ sí mú ní prayer mountain kò tókò àṣírò abẹ́ òkúta gbé sọ́jí alágbára ń lágé
o. Ó ti yá ọmọ Olúwa ṣetán yóò sọ̀kalẹ̀ pẹ̀lú agbára.
Fresh 107.9 FM. Professionalism nurtured by experience.
Our next selection is called Talk About It. You know, too many times people listen to the beat of the song instead of the lyrics of the song. Well, this time around, if you're not gonna listen to the lyrics of the song, you can as well skip the song and take it to the next level.
Yeah, how I wish. We can get down to the ish. You know who it is the Emma, and I must be ha, to think that I get away with the ish that I say. Let's go. I must talk, I must flow, I must speak, I must grow. I'm not a chicken, I'm a rooster. I'm not afraid to speak, so I let it out when I'm supposed to. I must flow, I must speak, I must grow. I'm not a chicken, I'm a rooster. I'm not afraid to speak, so I let it out when I'm supposed to.
At your buttons like me, if you know you want to grow, say cock-a-doodle-doo.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Are you awkward like me? Are you really want to grow, say
Yo, all the Ajabotas in the house, if you know you want a crow, say cock-a-doodle-doo.
Yo.
Too much propaganda. Ganda. Good for the gooses and good for the gander. Man always has a selfish agenda. President, sheep evidence under veranda. Me, I'm a public defender. I'm an editor with no footage, what shall I render? No retreat, no surrender. See, I fight for my rights like Miranda. We have a former head of state whose rap is still living large. Police IG who was stealing while in charge. Governors arrested for embezzlement. Politicians killed cause they're relevant or just for the element. Everyone's scared, nobody wanna get killed. So we chill till they steal and they finish till they fail. And still we like hell, just a couple hundred mil. But now I'm gonna talk.
All right, MI with that beautiful one, calls that one. Talk about it. Yes. We must talk about it. Issues that relate to Nigeria. You know, everything just to move this country forward. We just have to talk about this. We just have to put the government on its toes for us to, you know, get things moving. And the ones that they are not doing, it is our responsibility as the media, as the people, to, you know, to speak to the truth to power. To make them, you need to do the right thing. Yesterday was, in fact, beautiful. But anyway, good morning, Nigeria. Good morning, Ogun State. Good morning, Abeokuta, Ota, Ijebu, wherever you are. Good morning, Lagos. Good morning. And you're welcome to Nigeria's number one radio show, freshly pressed on Fresh 107.9 FM, Abeokuta. My name is Gbenga Oresegun. And yes, I am the man you just have to love. Yes, I have a... The stars right here in the building. The stars, good morning.
Good morning, Binga. Yeah, Nigerians, good morning to all of us.
So, stars, are you calm now. But anyway, before we go into the stories, remember, if you just joined us, if this is the first time of joining the show, Freshly Pressed comes on your radio every weekday, Mondays through to Fridays, from 7 o'clock in the morning all the way to late. And what do? We review the papers, and in the course of the show, we open the phone lines for you to also be a part of the conversation. You get to, you know, espouse your ideas, comment on any of the stories. We are live on Facebook on Fresh 107.9 FM. I'm Bill Kota. You can also tweet at us on the X platform at Fresh FM at Bill Kota. I'm going to be opening the phone lines pretty soon, and you can also do WhatsApp. All right, send your messages on your comments, and definitely we'll attend to all of it. We might not attend to everything, but definitely we'll attend to most of it. But before we go into the stories, yesterday, there was a story on the Punch newspaper yesterday talking about the House of Reps Committee on Health. They revealed that not less than five wards with about 150 beds have been closed down at the Lagos University Teaching Hospital at Idiaraba, you know, due to shortage of health workers. Now, according to the lawmakers, they explained that the five wards had to be shut because there were no health workers to operate them, despite the large number of patients received at the institution on a daily basis. They said many of the health workers in Louth, especially the nurses, the doctors, they had left the hospital in search of greener pastures. Now, Ustaz, if you were to advise the president on steps to take to stop or perhaps slow down the continuous brain drain in major sectors of the economy, but this time in the health sector, what can the president do? Is it by sanction? Is it by fixing? What can the president do to stop or reduce, you know, the brain drain in Nigeria at the moment?
You can't keep on doing the same thing the same way and you want a different result. The root cause of any problem is what we need to tackle if we must solve the problem. But for one, like I've said severally, you cannot stop people from leaving Nigeria. You can't. It's a fundamental human right to decide where they want to work. That's one. Two, the effect of globalization is what we're seeing now. When we talk of globalization, the world becoming a small village, it means that somebody can be in the remotest part of the world and be competing with somebody in any other part of the world, you know, because the internet and the mobility of skill and competence. If you're a medical doctor, there is a standard anywhere in the world regarding medical practices. Wherever you are trained as a medical doctor, you can practice anywhere in the world, maybe with small adjustment here and there. And that's what is happening. And why are Nigerians moving, our health practitioners in particular? Because the industry, you know, the health industry in Nigeria is in shambles. However, have we noticed that quite a number of new hospitals that are coming up, privately owned hospitals, are, you know, funded by Nigerians that are come back home, medical practitioners that are come back home? That's because they've seen a gap, you know, in our health industry. But the truth of the matter is, government need to come in and improve the working condition of health workers, more so when we have serious competition, you know, with other clients of the world. Finally, no matter how much government put into the Nigerian you know, health industry will still be facing competition, because the training of a medical doctor is huge. It takes time. It's not something like you just enter the university today and tomorrow you're out of it. Because it involves life, you know, training institute.
So you know, in other words, the competition, there's really nothing the government can do.
No, you can't help that. That's the effect of the global...
That's the effect of the
global village thing. Right. There is not much they can do.
There is not much.
But they can improve the condition of Nigerian health workers, you know, from what it is now. Maybe to discourage some people from going, that the difference is not that much, even if I go. But it's a global economy, and there is not much any country of the world can do.
I feel there's a lot the government can do. I feel there's a lot the government can do. If an average senator earns that amount, an average doctor earns what? Hazard allowance and all of the... I think there's a lot the government can do.
I don't want
do
to follow that route. Wait. I have issues with, you know, jumbo pay of politicians. But I won't bring in that argument now, because I want things to be solved.
Because it's about money. If an average doctor in the UK earns X, Benga. Y, Z, an average doctor in Canada are not X this amount,
I have established,
and a doctor in Nigeria,
I have established one
low,
thing, that there is need for Nigerian government to improve the welfare of Nigerian medical practitioners, you know, across board. It's not just doctors, you know, medical-related...
Exactly.
Yes, I have said that. But I've equally gone ahead to tell you that there is a competition over the world, and the global economy. You might not be able to compare economies like a straitjacket thing. Okay, UK economy, Nigerian economy, just compare them straitjacketly. You know, you might not be able to. But what we can do is that if the condition in Nigeria is improved, and a medical doctor that wants to migrate, that wants to leave Nigeria, that wants to japa, looks at the amount of tax and the condition he will be subjected to outside Nigeria, and the kind of relative comfort he's going to have in Nigeria, he might reconsider. The money might not be that huge or worth it, like what an average person in UK is earning. But there are other things he wants to look at that might make him want to stay back.
Okay.
Those are things I'm talking about. Right. But to now say, senator is earning these, I don't want to win that argument.
If taxes is taking their money here, but inflation is taking ours here. All right.
Inflation,
but anyway,
is all over the world.
But ours is really
I don't
huge.
Want that
ours
argument.
Really
look, if you want to solve ours your problem, really let's look at it positively.
Anyway, but let's go into today's stories. Let's go into today's stories, okay? We have a couple of stories here this morning. The Punch newspaper, the Vanguard newspaper, the Nation newspaper, and the Platform Times. All right, remember, if you just joined us, it is Freshly Pressed. The Punch newspaper has this very sad one. Very sad. Robbers kill Ogun finance director in bullion van ambush. Robbers kill Ogun finance director in bullion van ambush. Another story from the Punch newspaper. 2024 budget, defense, education, roads get 6.7 trillion naira. Federal government eyes 10.4 trillion naira tax. The Punch newspaper, 2024 budget, defense, education, roads get 6.7 trillion naira. Federal government eyes 10.4 trillion naira tax. The Vanguard newspaper also has this one. Tinubu's 2024 budget, deceitful, has no mechanism for economic recovery. That's coming from the PDP. Tinubu's 2024 budget, deceitful, has no mechanism for economic recovery, says the PDP. The Nation newspaper, I will not contest Kogi election results at tribunal, says Dino Milai. I will not contest Kogi election results at tribunal, says Dino Milai. And the Platform Times also has this one. Governor Dapo Abiodun donates 300 mattresses to NYC camp in Ogun. Governor Dapo Abiodun donates 300 mattresses to NYC camp in Ogun State. All right, let's quickly look at the details of this stories. The Punch newspaper has this report. Robbers kill Ogun finance director and bullion van ambush. Now the Commissioner of Police for Ogun State, Abiodun Alamutu, on Wednesday night, confirmed the killing of Mr. Taiwo Oyekomi, the Director of Finance and Accounts attached to the office of Governor Dapo Abiodun Adeokemoso Abeokuta. Now Alamutu told the Punch that Oyekomi was gunned down while returning from the bank where he had taken a bullion van to withdraw some funds for the state. Now, the Commissioner of Police said the incident happened on the NNPC bridge near Kuto Abeokuta. So Oyekomi was rushed to the state hospital, Ijayi, where he was pronounced dead. The Punch newspaper has this really, really sad story. Robbers kill Ogun finance director and bullion van ambush. The Lord gave the family the fortitude to bear this loss, because I saw this yesterday. We're still talking about the issue of security, insecurity in Ogun State, and I think it all started from Monday when we talked about the cases in our student communities. You know, some students that we attacked at Shapadi, even though yesterday we heard that those who perpetrated that, you know, they've been arrested. But this morning when I woke up, okay, let me see the stories I'm going to discuss, and I saw this story. You know, it really got to me, because according to this story, it said that the governor sent him a message of an errand, and he didn't take enough security detail, okay? And also the bullion van that was used, these people just waylaid. The police said they're going to investigate, and it is just sad that he died in the act of service while working for the state. Really sad. Oh, Stars, what are your thoughts here?
It's a bad one. More so, Mr. Oyekomi is a person I know in person. It's a pity that it has to come to this end. Like you've prayed, I equally pray for the family of the deceased. May God grant them the fortitude with which they will bear the loss. That's life. But being that as it may, we need to look at factors surrounding it. One, I just wonder what that cash will be meant for. That it cannot be electronically transferred, you know, to the beneficiaries. I don't know. And I equally want to look at it. How did it happen? Police will look into it.
Yeah.
But exactly. Information, you know, got out that thing was coming up. Because it's a crime.
A major one.
Yes. If the accountant just left his office, went to the bank, picked the cash, and went back to his office, the time for the criminals to act will be short. With the way and manner the attack has been carried out, it shows that they have time to plan. So obviously they have information that
although according to the police, they said that they would seek the CCTV tapes from the bank, you know, just to see, okay, what actually happened. Maybe it was outside the bank, maybe they were waiting for him, you know. But the sad part is the confidence that these people had, that it was a really short operation right on an NPC bridge, shot the man. I'm not sure they shot the driver, I'm not so sure, but shot the man and went away with the money just like that, without a security. Now, you talked about what was the money meant for, and why didn't he get enough security detail? You know you're going to handle enough cash like that.
Yes. A lot of issues are at stake. like I said, what's the money meant for?
Sure.
Why are people that are supposed to be there in terms of security details are not there?
Hmm.
Then these robbers had time to plan. I mean, they got the information several hours before it happened.
And also, we can't take away the fact that in-house information.
However, the information is obtained.
Hmm.
I don't want to go into that details. I'm on air.
Sure.
But one thing that is certain is that there was actually information ahead that made the robbers to plan. 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, 12 hours, 24 hours information, I don't know. But they actually had the time to plan. They got the information far ahead of the time and they're able to plan. So all these are the areas police need to look into. But I think going forward, we need to prevent this kind of things happening. You see, it's only when it ends up this way that the public get to know. But these are things that happen every day. For God's sake, if armed robbers have not attacked Mr. Oyekomi yesterday, it's like one of those usual thing, routine office practices.
Yeah.
You know, they go to the bank, collect money for the purposes they want to use it for. I think government need to start looking inward on how to ensure that, you know, they prevent huge cash being paid to people. Let us take the benefit of electronic transfer. But I don't know. Let me play devil's advocate here.
Please do.
When you do electronic transfer, it's traceable. And quite a number of the things that money is meant for are things that government don't want you to trace or track. And that's why I think, yes, they are given to wanting to carry cash and pay people cash and not, you know, transfer money electronically. Because in that wise, it can be traced, it can be tracked. So I will implore, you know, our government agencies to desist from these and let us embrace these electronic transfer platforms. They are functioning and it protects life. And they might not like it, but it helps us to equally prevent fraud. So it's unfortunate that this man, you know, lost his life, but, you know, so pathetic is the fact that it's preventable, it's avoidable. May God bless his post.
Just like we said, may the Lord grant, you know, the families the fortitude to bear this, you know, very, very, very terrible loss. Very terrible loss. Anyway, let's move away from that straight to the Punch newspaper. 2024 budget. Defense, education, roads get 6.7 trillion naira. Federal government eyes 10.4 trillion naira tax. And it comes with double riders. President targets PPP to finance infrastructure plans, huge IGR, fresh loans, asset sale. Another rider says Tinubu promises 3.75 economic growth, jobs, reliance on loans has reduced, says Edun. Now, the President Bola Tinubu-led administration is planning to spend 6.75 trillion naira of its projected 27.5 trillion naira on defense and security, education and infrastructure in 2024. This is according to The Punch. Now, this is as it earmarked 6.48 trillion naira, which is 96% of the amount to be spent on three sectors mentioned above for personnel and pension, an increase of 576.16 billion naira over the 2023 provision. The administration is also eyeing 10.4 trillion naira from tax, dividends and others. The Minister of Budget and National Planning, Abubakar Bagudu, disclosed this during the presentation of the 2024 budget breakdown on Wednesday. The Punch newspaper has this report. 2024 budget, defense, education, roads get 6.7 trillion naira, federal government eyes 10.4 trillion naira tax. Now, the 2024 appropriation bill, with the theme, Budget of Renewed Hope. Now, it was presented yesterday by the president on the floor of the National Assembly. And the budget proposal was according to the story, they said that it is aimed at completing critical infrastructure projects that would help address structural problems in the economy, you know, and also lowering the cost of doing business for companies and the cost of living for the average Nigerian. But anyway, that's according to the story. But looking at the whole story, what I could only get from it was is that for the first time, Nigeria now has a budget that is not going to be all about payment of salaries. It's not going to be all, it will have a budget to, you know, the deficit has gone down, capital expenditure is also going up. You know, it also shows for the first time that we have a paradigm shift. Ustaz, you're laughing, you're smiling, you're giggling right now. And also, it's also a budget that capital expenditure has been raised, but they talked about the issue of education. What percentage are we giving to education? Even though I think 50 billion naira for student loan, but the percentage for education is still, it's not even up to 8%. When UNESCO is saying that we should have 26%, I was actually thinking maybe education will get maybe 11% of the budget. But anyway, what are your thoughts when the president presented this budget?
I listened to the president and I equally had the opportunity of reading the speech, the budget speech. In all fairness, I have to be honest. The enthusiasm I got, you know, or will I say the president's enthusiastic presentation seems to be infectious. And I can only pray and hope, like a lot of experts have equally said, that we can implement quite a number of the things that they are set out, you know, that have been set out rather in the budget. It's a budget that is not too ambitious. When I say not too ambitious, you know, compared with the, you know, projection of the government, the $1 trillion economy. When you look at it, this is about 3% growth in the economy.
Yes.
And 3.75. Yes. From expert, we need a consistent 9% growth in the economy to attain that. But then you have to understand one thing, that looking at the background of where the, you know, economy is, and the fact that we have a new government who really wants to change things, it's understandable. And that's why spending is low. When you look at it, they equally struggled to ensure that our deficit level is equally low. So what are they doing? They are looking at quite a number of sources, of other revenue sources, that they could use to come in funding the budget.
Apart from borrowing. Yeah, because
they want to run away from borrowing. You understand? Good for us. But I just pray and hope that the strategies that have been highlighted for implementation will be, you know, implemented, you know, as it has been stated in the budget. That's my prayer and hope. Looking at it, they're careful.
Are you hopeful?
Inflation, 21%. You know, president is about 27, 28.
Yes.
But they said...
the budget will reduce it.
Yes, with 21%. Economic growth, 3.76. To me, it's okay. Benchmark for oil, $80 per barrel. Is what is operational, but they are picking 77 or thereabout.
Yes.
Over time, revenue has always performed well. Even the year when President Muhammadu Buhari set at 57, we're able to sell across the year for $80 per barrel. Let's see how we can expand, you know, our income sources more so for, you know, non-oil commodities.
But with this now, it looks like they are going to increase taxes.
No, I don't think so. From the budget statement, the speech, and even
does it
from
look
the
like
MTF,
the government is going to spread the tax net or look for other ways to get revenue, or they're going to increase tax? Because the people are complaining that the tax burden is much. Will the taxes be increased?
I got you. When you look at the MTF and you look at the revenue, the focus wasn't on tax. In fact, the committee set up by the government is saying that they can't, or Nigeria as a nation can't afford to, you know, put the burden of tax on the citizen, looking at our economy. So they are looking at other sources. Don't forget, we have discussed that here. Today, the state government is going to present its own budget, that Ogun state government, by 11. Some of us have gotten invitation, you know, to be there. And I want to look forward to, I want to join this. You mentioned something about education. When you look at the percentage that federal government want to spend, you need to bring into focus too these various states. What are they bringing onto the table regarding education? All these will have a role to play. You know, when you talk of the investment into education that we are talking about, but we want to see quite a number of our state governments, you know, moving away from just targeting taxation as the principal sources
of revenue. They should look for other areas. Areas.
We saw what happened in the First Republic. Pre and post independence. When we are operating regional government, we all saw what was happening then. The states, the regions were the ones sending money to the federal government.
They were competing, healthy rivalry.
And we saw what Western region did with cocoa and with rubber. And we saw what was playing out in the Eastern region. We saw what was playing out in the Northern region. Now, can we go back to a situation whereby we can invest more in agriculture? And I mean through agriculture, because under the budget, agriculture is totally the responsibility of the state government.
True, because of the land.
Yeah, so when they send, they're able to sell product that fetches them foreign exchange. It stays in their account. So I don't know why state government are not thinking of how to get forex in their account. They have a forex account because they are able to look at products in which they have comparative advantages, and they can sell. They are doing two things. They'll be able to empower the citizens because agriculture is a huge medium of employing, you know, people. So can government look into this? State government.
All right.
Can they look into this? You know, get more people employed, get foreign exchange, and be able to get more fund to do quite a number of projects that they want to do without having to borrow. You know, because when you look at the huge amount of our borrowing as a nation, and you bring what the nation, what the states have as their own borrowing too. It's huge. But can we look out for ways to make money apart from continuous taxing of people? These are the areas I'm expecting government to look into. And this budget too. We discussed the $1 trillion economy yesterday. And I told you that to me is a child's play. It's something that can be achieved. Look, there are several areas that Nigeria government has not really, you know, exploited so well. So can we expand the sources of revenue going beyond just taxing the citizens? So these are the areas I think, if it is well implemented and we focus on them, we could see good returns from this budget. I'm hopeful.
Yeah, even though the opposition, they've also come up with all sorts, you know, but we're still going to talk about what the PDP had to say about it. But this story also brought about, you know, some criticism from the opposition when during the budget presentation, it said that, right after there was the national anthem was done. Then I had to sing the president's own on your mandate. And some of the opposition said that, why would you have to do that? That it's a serious event. You don't have to do the on your mandate song and all right there at the budget presentation. But what do you have to say today? Is it something that can...
Honestly...
That does not make sense?
I'm not a lawyer. For you to know that a law of the land...
Because they were like, it is a violated. Serious event.
Bring a lawyer. To discuss this. Honestly, I'm not a lawyer. And I don't want to dabble into that.
All right, let's also hear from what the opposition had to say. And the Vanguard newspaper has that story. Tinubu's 2024 budget, deceitful and has no mechanism for economic recovery, says the PDP. Now, the People's Democratic Party, PDP, has criticized the proposed 27.5 trillion naira budget for the 2024 fiscal year by President Bola Tinubu to the National Assembly as deceitful, adding that it has no mechanism for economic recovery. Now, according to the Vanguard, reported that the president on Wednesday presented a budget of renewed hope before a joint session of the Senate and the House of Representatives. Now, in a statement signed by its National Publicity Secretary, Debo Olugbagba, the PDP urged the National Assembly to reject the appropriation bill and argued that if allowed to pass, it would plunge the country into economic depression. The Vanguard newspaper. Tinubu's 2024 budget, deceitful, has no mechanism for economic recovery, says the PDP. Now, this story, the PDP is described, they described the claim by President Tinubu that the budget is a budget of renewed hope. They described it as conjured. They said it is unfounded. They used other words like deceptive. They say his budget is completely devoid of concrete mechanisms to revive the economy. You know, they also said the budget would not be able to create jobs. It will not be able to address the comatose manufacturing and productive sectors, the human capital development deficiencies, depleting life expectancy. You know, they said a whole lot. The statement went on and on. There are lots of things they said in that statement. But with what they said, is it just an opposition talk, or is it something that the president really needs to consider to look at? Okay, you might not actually, maybe not take the messenger, okay, but the message, and look at the critical parts and maybe try to address here and there, or maybe it's something that just throw away that, oh, it's an opposition talk.
I don't know what the PDP wants to achieve.
What the PDP wants to achieve?
Yeah, with this, wait, because. Whatever they've said, the president that's in power have said, this is the budget I want to work with.
Mm.
Rather than PDP, you know, coming out the way they've done it, I would have expected them to say, okay, acknowledge that a budget has been presented and set up a team of experts to review it. Tell Nigerians, well, you've seen the budget. You will set up a team of experts to review and make recommendations to government.
Okay.
To me, that would have been the better approach to it. And we will have known that, okay, fine. They want to be, you know, positive in their criticism. But this idea of a budget of deceit, it has no mechanism for success or whatever.
Mm, yeah, they said a whole lot.
No, total condemnation.
Mm.
That's not the way to it. Because however they look at it, whatever they said will not make the Senate not to review it.
But they're playing opposition the way opposition ought to be played.
That's my challenge. And that's what I've just said. They have members in the House.
Mm.
What I expect them to do, like I said, is, you know, organize a crack team of economists. You know, let them look into the budget and make recommendations, suggestions to the Assembly. They have their members there too in the Assembly. Let them look at it critically and look at, okay, can we do it this way?
Okay.
Can we increase this?
Okay.
Can we do this? It's better than wanting to throw the baby and the bathwater away.
No way.
To me, that is not the way to, you know, getting the best of government as an opposition.
As an opposition. All right, we need to go on this quick break. And when we're back, we'll review a story from Ogun State coming from the governor. Don't touch that radio.
Pariwo yo re ki lo sele gangan
ile kan ton pe ni agbalawura
tọ́wọ́n IAS ń tà lọ́wọ́lọ́wọ́ báyìí. Bí mo ṣe ń bẹ sọ̀rọ̀ ìwọ́ ti ń tà ní 200,000 naira. Èmi bó ṣe àrégbèsọ láti lọ síbẹ̀ mo ti lọ ra tèmi o. Nígbà tí mo tún wá rà tán, wọ́n tún fún mi lẹ́bùnlé. Wọ́n fún mi ní rice of father. Wọ́n fún mi ní ẹ̀dìyẹ. Wọ́n tún wá fún mi ní sẹ́ẹ̀mó. Kí ló ń wò?
Ó ti wá yé mi náà báyìí. Àmọ́ tó bá jẹ́ pé mi náà fẹ́ bá wọn dòwò pọ̀, báwo mo ṣe fẹ́ rìn gan náà?
Àdírẹ́sì wọn ò le. Wọ́n wà ní Pọ́ńkùkù, ní Sokoto Road, ní kọjá Housing Òkè Àtà ní Abéòkúta. Débẹ̀ kó ralẹ̀ kó gbẹ̀bù kọ́ fún ẹni lẹ̀ ni. Ó máa parí ní December 1st.
Èmi àti inú kẹ́kẹ́ àárí mi gan omi ìní dúró. Ẹyin tèmi ní mo lè wà ó yẹ já gbé bọ́dì.
Ẹ lè pe nọ́mbà yìí 091-39-01-1255.
Oore gbáǹkọ́ gbìrẹ́ o.
Ẹjúmọ̀
ọkọ̀ ìta.
Ó bá ti rògo.
Ìta ti rògo lọ́wọ́ Ẹjúmọ̀. Ogun ibà amára di pépé.
Ó bá fẹ́ ṣọwọ́ kan ààrẹ tí bá fẹ́ dá ẹgún lẹ̀.
Ogun ibà Ẹjúmọ̀ ìkọlọ dáradá ṣàkà. Ó wà ní capsule fáwọn àgbàlagbà àti dispensable tablet fáwọn ọmọ kékeré.
Ẹjúmọ̀ ọkọ̀ ìta.
Ezuma ọkọ̀ ibà ó wà láwọn ilé ìtajà oògùn iléeṣẹ́ Ezos Pharmaceutical Nigeria Limited ló ṣe é. Bí ara rẹ̀ ò bá yá lẹ́yìn ọjọ́ mẹ́ta lọ rí dókítà rẹ.
Ezuma
ọkọ̀ ibà.
Ezuma
ọkọ̀ ibà.
Ó bá ti rògo.
Ibà ti rògo lọ́wọ́ Ezuma. Ogun ibà.
Òní electronics dé, ìrọ̀rùn dé fún gbogbo ẹ̀yin èèyàn wa. Yes, Òní electronics ilé-iṣẹ́ tọ́lọ́run fi ṣìkẹ́ wa. Tó bá donate electronics, ibùdó kan ṣoṣo kìkì electronics nìyẹn. Owó pọ́ọ́kú ló bá dé. Bẹ́ẹ̀ sì rèé, original náà ń tà níbẹ̀ sá. Láwọn electronic appliances lóríṣiríṣi bíi television, refrigerator, freezer, radio tape lóríṣiríṣi, plasma TV lóríṣiríṣi, home theater, pressing iron, air condition, generator, washing machine, abibili àti bẹ́ẹ̀ bẹ́ẹ̀ lọ tá a lè ka tán. Òní electronics ọ́fíìsì wọn wà ní Ṣàpọ́n, Abéòkúta, ní Greenhouse behind New Ṣàpọ́n Shopping Complex opposite General Post Office. Kò sẹ́ni kẹ́nìbọ̀dì tẹ́ ẹ bèrè Òní electronics lọ́wọ́ ẹ̀ ní Ṣàpọ́n tí ò mọ bẹ́ẹ̀. Ẹ pè wọ́n telephone 0803-350-6850 àbíkẹ̀ 0706-917-3988. Òní electronics, òní gangan lónìí, òní lónìí ó máa jẹ́.
Ori otutu yin batara riro ki won kanu go one time kara o le ti de o agbawole ti se ni akawole nte kan kori ko tere ba ti te o tun gbere mo ide kara o le lubulubu fun tupan eruku sarajo mara yagaga ajaka ko ti so ko fun efori otutu yin batara riro lago ara kai kasakasa knockout agbara ju agbara lo ide kara o le jagula mi orugbo gaja to ara ja to ketile egbe ilura ka igba to yield pharmaceutical industries limited awon to loruko to se gbe kale ni bi ka ko ogun oyibo lo se bara re o ba ya leyin ojo meta ma safira o kan si dokita re.
Guy, where una dey see all this airtime, credit and data buy for this cashless weather?
Omo, na small thing na. Them no dey call me Bobo Digital for nothing. When that cash dey my hand, or e no dey, na so I just dey buy airtime, credit and data straight from my bank account, thanks to Glow E-Top Up.
The same Glow E-Top Up?
Yes, na. Easy top up directly from my bank account. No stress, no wahala.
Eh? So, you mean say, person no need worry about not having cash?
At all, at all. Eh? If you no get cash, you no get wahala. You are welcome to cashless recharge on the go, anytime, anywhere.
Buy data and airtime directly from your bank account with Glow eTop Up. It is easy, quick, and available on your mobile apps, ATMs, websites, leading retailers, and Glow World Shops. Or download Glow Cafe app to top up. Or dial *777#.
Glow. Unlimited.
Arakunrin ati arabirin Wakanda Travel Fest today.
ìtajà ìrìn àjò tó tóbi jù nínú ọdún tuntun dé o tú gbogbo aláìrìn àjò rẹ síta pẹ̀lú àkànṣe ìlànà ìrìn àjò ọkọ̀ òfurufú ilé ìtura ìwé ìwọ̀lú àti àkànṣe ìlànà ìsinmi nínú gbogbo oṣù kọkànlá gba ayé tirẹ kalẹ̀ lónìí lórí wakanow.com download wakanow app láti jàǹfààní àwọn àkànṣe ìlànà olówó pọkú tàbí kó lọ sí ẹ̀ka ilé iṣẹ́ wa ní ọ́fíìsì HMO ládojúkọ OOPL òpópónà MKO Abiola Abeokuta ojoojúmọ́ la ó máa tún àkànṣe ìlànà síta nítorí náà kàn sí wa lórí Instagram àti Facebook at wakanow.com tú gbogbo aláìrìn àjò rẹ síta pẹ̀lú wakanow kí ló ń dúró dé óyá ṣé ká lọ.
Simon Kairos Polytechnic Educational and Vocational Institute invites the general public to its third matriculation, convocation and sixth open house event on Thursday, 30th of November at Simon Kairos Polytechnic Main Campus, 326 Lagos Abeokuta Expressway near Katangwa Market, Abuli Egba, Lagos. Time is 10 a.m. prompt. For more information, please call 0803-807-1447. 0802-525-9754 or 090-334-84893. Time on Kairos. Education at the right time. Reverend Dr. Titus Kolawole Oyeyemi, announcer.
Ayo.
Yes.
You're cooking again.
My sister, you know I like to keep my family happy.
So you use Tasty Tom?
Of course.
This stew is so red and thick.
Tasty Tom tomato mix enriches my meals with an appealing and appetizing red color.
So Tasty Tom is this red and thick?
Yes, so.
It's also tasty.
Can we have more, please?
I am going to get my own Tasty Tom tomato mix. My family deserves to be happy too.
Yes, sir.
With Tasty Tom tomato mix, you can give your family more of meals that make them happy. It's thick, tasty, and enriches your meals with an appealing red color. It's enriched with vitamins and fiber that are good for the body. Tasty Tom for tasty meals.
We're back on radio. It is still freshly pressed on Nigeria's number one radio station. All right, final story. The Platform Times has this one. Governor Dapo Abiodun donates 300 mattresses to NYC Camp in Ogun State. Now, in a proactive move to enhance the living conditions of the National Youth Service Corps members, Governor Dapo Abiodun of Ogun State has donated 300 mattresses to the NYC Orientation Camp in the state. It was also gathered that the gesture is aimed at supporting the comfort and well-being of Corps members and comes as a response to a request made by the newly appointed state coordinator, Mrs. Nasamu Dana, shortly after assuming office. A good one from the governor.
Yes.
The governor donating 300 mattresses, but more can still be done.
Yes. Good one. But don't forget that federal government too is budgeting for the coppers.
Yeah, sure.
Under the Minister of Youth budget, whatever. But good one for the governor. Yes. And when you look at the fact that that camp is... Yes. Pencil down for the gateway, National Festival of Games that is coming up.
Yes,
Sport Festival that is coming up. And you understand why that is that. It's helping yourself ahead of time. Sure. However, I want to implore the governor that he should please look into the plight of the pensioners. More so, as it has to do with the drugs, medication for pensioners now, or age-related medications are very expensive now.
Super expensive.
Yes. Can the government come up with a discounted drug system, you know, for pensioners?
Okay.
They are registered. Maybe they have a number, they have a card, so that when they go to hospitals or wherever they go to, even if they have to go to some of these private pharmacies, they could bring them into the system. Wherein, when they come in with this number and they are registered, the percentage at which they will sell the drugs to them will not be...
At discounted rate.
Yes.
So they should have like a health plan for pensions.
And I'm not saying 10% discount. No, it should be huge. Look, a drug that is like, let's say 25,000, can government come and say they should buy it at 3, 4, 5,000? Somebody might say, how? Why? How much a person has earning? These are the issues. So I will implore and I pray you know, they will consider this suggestion for pensioners. Bring about a drug discount system for pensioners. Register them. Let them register. Bring about a scheme. Work with the practitioners. See how to effect it. I think it's a good way forward.
Well, the governor is a listening governor. I believe he'll be able to do that. All right. You know, a discounted rate. Yeah, I have a father who is also a pensioner as well. So,
Is it a form of palliative?
Yeah, it's a major palliative.
Yes.
Apart from the 10,000 given to them, it would also go a long way. So let's talk to Nigel Jones. The numbers to call, 0815-432-1079. 0815-432-1079. Or 0818-111-079. Hello, good morning. Hello. Oh dear. Hello, good morning. Okay. I apologize. Yeah, hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
We are going to, because the governor is going to, you know, do whatever he said concerning the pension. And I want to give kudos to Mr. Governor for that, you know, let matters isolated to the NYSC camp so that the workers will be more comfortable. The one that just suggested concerning the pension that the, you know, retirees, something will be done about it. I trust my governor is out to do work the second time. Good morning, have a pleasant day. God bless you.
All right, thank you very much. Honorable Larry Janji, thank you very much for that one. 0815-432-1079. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning. Hello? Okay. All right, we have some messages while here on Facebook. It says that on Facebook we have some messages here. Okay, let's pick up this one. Hello, good morning.
Hello, Benga.
Yeah, good morning to you.
Benga, you will not be hearing me.
Yeah, I can hear you.
I will not be hearing you, but I will be hearing you. I will not be hearing you from life.
All right, let's...
My greeting to the church.
Okay.
The death of that director of finance at the government house is unfortunate. And the security personnel must be on the one side of the reprobate element that do not deserve to live and bring them to justice. The wages of sin is death. They should bring them to justice and deal with them decisively. On the budget, PDP has made their own call, which to me is what they say, the political. They make a political statement. And I want Mr. President to put them, to make them to become speechless with full implementation of the budget so that they will know that what their premonition will not come to be. So, Mr. President should work out every modality to ensure that the project is fully implemented. Thank you very much. God bless you.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you. All right. We have this message on Facebook. It says that, good morning, on the robbery attack and killing of the finance director yesterday is pathetic. However, this was made possible because the security details was not enough and the government should improve on the security in the state to forestall future occurrence. All right. This next one says... Oduwale Darishasan says that on the gun shoot at Kuto Bridge, this is to tell us that we don't have security in the state of a location that is closer to the CID office, Magbon Police Station. Yes, I was about to talk about that. Prince Taiwo says that, good morning, Benga, and the analysts in the studio. It is pitiable that Taiwo Yekomi died the way it happened yesterday. The way our governor and politicians behave in terms of money distribution is worrisome. All right, let's pick up more calls. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning to you.
You will not hear me.
I can hear you.
This is Mark Kimbe calling from Milaro.
Okay.
Let me condole with the family of the finance director.
Yes.
I believe that the government will do the meaningful by sponsoring his children to school. Now, Mr.
Dear, we lost that call. We're so sorry. Try and call us back. All right, here on WhatsApp says, tell the governor to pay our gratuities up to date. The allocation is huge now, not on drugs. All right, this one says, my condolences to the family of the finance officer, but come to think of it, an officer like that in a town not in a bush, even near to the governor's office, it is so sad. May God Almighty send down the Okay. Let's pick up more calls. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, my dear people in the house.
Yeah, good morning to you.
I am MOK from United Towns of Aito. Yes, it's a good thing the president has presented the 2024 budget. And it's a good thing that PDP is coming out to criticize. That is for the president to know that there are huge work ahead of him to see that the budget is well implemented. That is that. On the issue of pensioners, I think right from the federal, there must be medical palliative for retirees, for pensioners. It's worth it if they could do it. That is part of the things that you actually alleviate the suffering of these retirees. Many are dying due to an need. The mega money not able to actually stop palliative.
All right, thank you very much. Appreciate you. Thank you so much for calling. All right, we have some tweets here. Rilla Roo says that the reports emanating from the death of Taiwo Yekami, though still sketchy, but collecting the chunk of money without security detail calls for concern. Civil servants need to stand upright and observe due diligence in carrying out their duties. May soul rest in peace. Professor Aguela says that May God rest the soul of the slain director of finance. So many things are wrong that led to the death of a man. What is such large amount of raw cash meant for in the governor's office? Why was no security accompanying the bullion van? It is an organized crime. So sad. All right, Shanae Sunday says a good morning. Dino Melaye not challenging the election result, for he lost outrightly and he has nothing to take to the tribunal. He was an architect of his misfortune. Okay. All right. This one says, Ajibola Soyinka says that the only New Year gift police can give us is to arrest the killers of Oyekomi and take them to their respective family compounds to to kill them. No. Let justice be served. Okay. All right. Professor Aguela says that it is sad that you're discussing brain drain in the medical sector without making reference to the brain drain in our public universities where these doctors are being produced. While the National Assembly members and politicians are paid huge salaries, lecturers and doctors get peanuts. Even though, according to the story, said that there was not enough security detail, you know, when the finance director was taking the money. Well, investigation is still going on. But I just want to know, what you asked that question, what was that money meant for? Was it a covert operation, which we don't know, but investigation, the police will definitely do their thorough investigation. Hello, good morning. Yes.
Well, concerning the my condolence to the family of the overnight director.
Yes.
We pray that God will grant them fortitude to bear the loss in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now let us talk about the budget. The budget, 1/3 to service debt, 1/3 for infrastructure, stomach infrastructure, 1/3 for projects. I don't know why people cannot see and spread the budget themselves and now talking about what PDP said. What do you have to say? What I have to say is that what is coming from the blue economy and marine ministry, and what is coming from the aviation, what is coming from solid minerals, what is coming from the customs that we augment, that we can use to finance the budget. Not only to borrow, and also to be servicing debt. What Nigerians should be asking our government for? Not to be so mischievous and myopic to be looking at what PDP said. Let us always we'll be ready to move our nation forward.
All right, thank you very much. Appreciate you.
That's a fact.
That's why I said that. Should the president just throw away the criticism from the PDP, or should also look at it and say, okay, there's something for us to look at here? That's the thing. All right, but we also have another message.